Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci released a statement regarding the incident that resulted in over 100 flights being canceled due to safety concerns. On January 5th, Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 had to make an emergency landing after a door plug was ejected from the Boeing 737-9 MAX aircraft. Minicucci apologized to everyone who was on board and what they experienced. He also expressed his gratitude to the crew members who handled the situation with extreme professionalism. Since the incident last Friday, Minicucci says that Alaska Airlines and FAA have grounded 65 Boeing 737-9 MAX aircrafts, which makes up about 20% of their fleet. This means that the airlines have had to cancel 110 to 150 flights every day. Minicucci says that these aircrafts will return to the skies only when all of the problems have been resolved and meet the standards of Boeing, the FAA, and Alaska Airlines.
There is nothing more important to all of us at Alaska Airlines and then the safety of our employees and you, our guests. Owning safety is our number one foundational value and one that is deeply personal. This value guides our actions today and every day.
Regarding flight cancellations, Minicucci has asked his team to give guests as much notice in advance as possible.
Our reservations team is working around the clock to reaccommodate people on other flights. To all who have been impacted by these disruptions, I am sorry. When you make plans, you put your trust in us and we haven't been able to deliver.
Over the past week, Minicucci explains that he's been working alongside the maintenance and engineering professionals in the Seattle hangar to learn more about the inspection process while also ensuring the safety of the aircraft.
We began inspections on January 13th in response and according to the FAA's instructions, and we are making good progress. The findings from these inspections and those of other airlines will be compiled by Boeing and FAA to determine the appropriate next steps in order to return the 737-9 MAX fleet safely back to service.
At this time, it's not known how long the process will take.
It looks like a KPB assembly member is throwing his hat into the state house race. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Borough Assemblymember Bill Elam has declared his intention to run for Alaska State House in 2024. Elam, who represents District 5 on the Assembly, will seek to fill the State House seat this fall, which will be vacated by Representative Ben Carpenter, who intends to challenge Jesse Bjorkman this fall for the District D Senate seat.
It had been on my radar for quite a while,
said Elam in a phone call with KSRM.
I think that it's a great opportunity to be able to serve the Kenai Peninsula just that much farther. Serving in the House, there's a lot of similarities, actually, with serving on the Assembly and in some of the local legislative bodies. And being able to take that and represent our community just a little bit further up at the state level, there's just a lot of opportunities there to be able to make a difference here at home, but then also across the state.
With the most recent legislative session just getting started on Tuesday, a few issues have already taken the driver's seat, namely education funding and underfunded school districts across the state are in the spotlight, a subject Elam believes he is well qualified to address at the state level. According to the sitting assembly member, the topic of education will require a balanced understanding and decision-making from leadership.
When it comes to education, in particular, you tend to get two extremes. And I don't think that the answer or the solution is going to be found necessarily in either one of those extremes. We need to be, you know, focusing on reading, writing, arithmetic, but we also need to be able to acknowledge the fact that, you know, we've got $1 billion worth of buildings and those things cost money to maintain and own and operate.
The deadline for candidates interested in running in Alaska's 2024 general election is Saturday, June 1st at 5 p.m. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.